Sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, this week our Holy Mother Church celebrates the Feast of the Pentecost. This wonderful novel called The Power of One by South African novelist Bruce Courtney. It's a mesmerizing story about the difference one person could make in the world. Today's scripture readings remind us of the power of one, when particularly that one is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit who came upon Jesus at his baptism and worked through him during his ministry came upon the disciples. And that event is what we celebrate as Pentecost. We see the Spirit at work in Peter today as he courageously preaches Jesus as risen Lord before a multitude from all over the Mediterranean world. The Spirit is also at work in St. Paul, giving him a new vision, a new understanding that continues to inflame us so many centuries later. And as we celebrate the birthday of the Church today, we can also recognize the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of hundreds of thousands of men and women over the centuries. Both the Jews and the Christians celebrate Pentecost. The Jewish community celebrate it as a harvest festival, something like our Thanksgiving. But for the Christians, it is a memorial of the day the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and the Virgin Mary in the form of fiery tongues, an event that took place 50 days after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. On this day, a great transformation took place in the small group of disciples gathered in the upper room. There were persons perplexed, scared, dumbfounded, and disappointed. They were all closeted in a little upper room. But with the descent of the Holy Spirit upon them, they were no longer fearful of the crowd outside. They were no longer fearful of the Jewish Sanhedrin. They were no longer afraid of the Roman soldiers who were coming to arrest them. Yes, Jesus was no longer with them physically, but Jesus promised that they will not be left as orphans. So they were sent. The Holy Spirit dwelt upon them. Pentecost also commemorates the official inauguration of the Christian Church by the apostolic preaching of St. Peter, resulting in the conversion of 3,000 some Jews to the Christian faith, as recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. Therefore, today is also the official birthday of the Church, the Church that Jesus established some nearly 2,000 plus years ago. So I must say, happy birthday to you all. Christians. First reading today from the Acts of the Apostles describes in detail the miraculous transformation that took place during the first Pentecost. The disciples experienced the power of the Holy Spirit as it flooded them like tongues of fire. As a result of this experience, the frightened apostles, especially Saint Peter, who denied Jesus three times before a woman who questioned him. All of these apostles, including Saint Peter, transformed into brave witnesses of Jesus and going out proclaiming him as the promised Messiah, the Lord and the Savior of all mankind, the Jesus whom they crucified. In the second reading, St. Paul explains how the sharing of the various gifts of the Holy Spirit enriches the church. The Holy Spirit of Pentecost, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, is indeed best described as the love of God who manifests himself in the lives of ordinary men and women. Today's Gospel, Jesus confers the Holy Spirit on his apostles by breathing on them. The breath of God is life. And with this, he gives them the power and the authority to forgive sins. Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained. But friends, those powerful words indicate the power we are all given. Not just the apostles, the disciples, or the bishops and the priests, but all of us, by the very virtue of our baptism, as priest, prophet, and king, being the agents of forgiveness in the world of today, which is often fiercely judgmental and vengeful. The Pentecost offers us the chance of looking at the role which forgiveness should play in our dealings with others. It challenges us to examine our sense of compassion, patience, tolerance, and magnanimity. Pentecost assures us that God wants to be one with us in helping communicate God's blessings upon all of creation. So today we celebrate God's continual presence with us as we preach and heal, reach out to the needy, and help forge a spirit-inspired unity among all people. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit in the church that inspires us to appreciate the diversity in our churches, especially people of different cultures and languages coming together, worshiping the same God and following the one true faith. Archbishop Romero's words remind us, as does today's Gospel, that Pentecost is not just one day, but every day. the Spirit of God who was breathed into the first disciples still breathes in all who believe. Without breath, there is no life. Without the Spirit, the church is a fiery field of dry, dead bones, as Prophet Ezekiel told us in today's second reading. The Spirit works in different ways, especially by moving us out of our comfortable places into a world of uncertainty and danger. Sometimes the Spirit fires our minds and hearts to say and do things we never would have thought possible. And sometimes the Spirit works in quiet ways through gifts given to each of us for the good of the community. It's all the work of the Spirit. So my friends, if we are prepared on this day of Pentecost to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit into our lives, we can have confidence that our lives will be marked by the Spirit of forgiveness. It is the Holy Spirit who enlightens, guides, and sanctifies the church that we are all part of. We know this Jesus through the sacramental mysteries. We know that the Holy Spirit is at the heart of the sacramental life of the church, especially through these sacraments, baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. The Holy Spirit, the seal of the Holy Spirit, is marked into the soul of every receiver. As St. Paul exhorts us, walk by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.